This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
You know, we talked on this program a few months ago about some of the struggles being encountered by the PBS NewsHour. And one of the things we suggested at the time was that they choose someone to be the anchor. They sort of had a rotating anchor format going on. Well, now the PBS NewsHour has made a decision. The permanent anchors now are Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff. And PBS sent out a news release noting this will mark the first time a network broadcast has had a female co-anchor team. Big news in 2013, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing that it's taken this long for two women to actually be anchors in the evening. This is the first time, and it's 2013, and we've been in this business quite a long time now.
Well, it hasn't been that long since Katie Couric became the first solo anchor of a network newscast, and even then it seemed like it was long overdue.
Yeah, I can't remember how long it's been since there was the first woman to anchor a network news program, but they've been there haven't been very many of them over the years. And one thing that's notable about this choice of Woodruff and Ifill too is they're not just young, pretty co-anchors either. They're journalists, well-respected journalists, and Woodruff, it said, is 66, and Gwen Ifill is 57. And even though they don't look it, you're getting someone, getting women who are chosen not just because they're good looking and their careers have lasted for decades and they're still climbing to the top. I mean, I think that's refreshing.
Yeah, it seems so much of TV, especially on the local level, it seems mm-hmm. like some of these hires are based on looks rather than journalistic skills. And certainly this is a case where first and foremost they're being hired because of what they bring in terms of journalism.
Well, I have to applaud NewsHour for fulfilling some diversity finally, because that's really what we need. If we don't have that diversity telling the stories, we're not going to be telling everyone's stories. And I think it's really important to have not only women but people from all types of backgrounds being reporters and being anchors on the news and being seen by people. I think if we neglect to incorporate diversity, we neglect our audience.
You know, I saw a quote from Ifill that she talked about when she was a little girl watching programs like this. She wouldn't see anyone who looked like her. There were no women. There were no people of color. And that's what she grew up with. And certainly you can imagine, 50 years ago as a 7-year-old, all she would have seen was white males anchoring newscasts mm-hmm. and telling you that's the way it is.
And we should note that she is African-American for people who may not have seen the program. So you have, not just the gender diversity, but racial diversity, too.
So for the two of you growing up and perhaps seeing network newscast, did it make you pause when you thought about whether you wanted to go into journalism, the fact that you weren't seeing anyone female anchoring newscasts?
I always had the drive to be in this business regardless of who I was seeing on TV. But as I started studying it, I realized that it was definitely male-dominated and had been for such a long time. And it took strides, and it took women, and it took people from different backgrounds to finally break those molds and those ceilings that had been part of this business such a long time. I feel like I do that even as someone who's worked with a production background in television. I did not work with many females even 10 years ago. So I think I am seeing a lot more women now behind the cameras and as photographers, and they weren't maybe 20 years ago. So I see that we are breaking those barriers more now, but it's taken a long time to do so.
It seems like it's taken a really long time. I'm not just in broadcast, but in all journalism.
Yeah, you went into print, Lisa. I mean, would you notice bylines when you were reading the newspaper as a kid?
As a kid, no. But I guess when I was studying journalism in college and reading about how recently women were breaking into the field, it seemed like that surprised me. I remember reading about the effort to, I think this was in the 70s, women were still forced to sit in the balcony of the National Press Club in Washington. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the 70s that they were allowed to be equal members. So things like that really surprised me. And even now, I mean, the New York Times just got its first female editor a couple years ago, executive editor. And so, it's we're still seeing breakthroughs being made. But it's really only been in the last generation.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But we're seeing that in news, I guess hard news, if you will. But sports journalism still seems to largely be dominated by men. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree with that. Now, we see women going down to the field and being the sideline reporters. We're seeing more of that, but we're not seeing them be the main anchors so much yet. So mm-hmm. I think that's a place where they have yet to really to get into that part of the business. I think there are women that would probably be great anchors, great for ESPN, but we aren't seeing a lot of that yet. We're seeing them get to the sidelines, but not up on the desk.
Well, we're seeing the world in general becoming more integrated, but the sports world still, I mean, if a reporter goes down to the clubhouse to do post-game interviews, it's all men in there. Mm-hmm. We don't have women professional athletes in baseball or football mm-hmm. or hockey, at least in terms of the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA. We do have women's leagues, but these are still very segregated sports in that sense, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'd say that it's somewhat segregated in how we cover as well and who we send to go and cover those sports, because we're not really covering the female teams. We're covering the male teams, and you'll see the men covering the men's games and not so much with the women. I see more women getting those positions now slowly. I mm-hmm. see women being sent out to cover sports stories more and more. There's a lot of interest from many of my female students who want to cover sports. They love that. But I'm waiting for those strides to take place, because I think we have quite a few more doors to break down.
And you might hear a woman play-by-play announcer doing a women's game, but it's still quite rare to hear a woman doing play-by-play for a men's athletic competition.
Yes, it definitely is.
And I think you see, not just with sports, but in other beats in news, you see a kind of segregation too, where you see more men covering politics. You still see more male bylines on the front page, more male sources quoted. And nationally, I think women still make up about a third of employees in newspaper newsrooms, even though they're more than – this is something we've talked about previously, too, about women are more than half of journalism students. So you see women steered toward beats like education or feature writing. So there's still a lot more integration that could be happening.
Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.